This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Just days before he was to become Westlake, Louisiana's first black mayor, Gerald Washington was found dead of a single gunshot wound in the chest. Within hours, the coroner ruled it a suicide. His family, though, is outraged by that decision. They say the investigation was not done properly. Joining us is Eric Cormier. He's a reporter with the Lake Charles newspaper, The American Press. Hi, Eric.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Well, first, tell us about the circumstances of Mr. Washington's death.
Right now, the evidence points towards a suicide, and they don't have any information that would make them think foul play was involved.
Although his family disagrees, they note that there was no suicide note, that the gun was found to his left side, and he's right-handed.
Right. One of the comments that the coroner for our parish made, though, was that the muzzle of the gun was very close to the chest, and that from his vantage point, it was indicative of a suicide. He also pointed out that people kill themselves in numerous ways, and he believes right now that the death of Mr. Washington was at his own hands.
And I understand one of the deputies was Mr. Washington's friend.
Our chief deputy, Gary Stitch Guillory, and Mr. Washington served time as public officials in Westlake for years. In fact, Guillory was a chief of Westlake while Washington was one of the city councilmen.
This area, Westlake, I understand, is 80% white, and Mr. Washington was to be the first black mayor. And I understand he won overwhelmingly.
He sure did. One thing about it, Mr. Washington was well-liked across the board when it comes on the political side, especially when it came to Louisiana legislators, when it came to fellow city councilmen. Everyone, both black and white, spoke highly of Washington. In fact, I had a discussion with our mayor here in Lake Charles as of yesterday, and he had nothing but kind words and a heartfelt expression of remorse at the death of Washington, who to most people was someone who stood out. He was gregarious. He was a happy person. He joked a lot, and he was the type of person who could temper situations with the right word and keep things from really blowing up. And many people were looking forward to him becoming mayor in Westlake. It was definitely going to be a change. And he allegedly had some different directions he wanted to go in putting the city of Westlake on the map.
So, indeed, it must be a shock for the community that this well-loved man, this well-liked man in the community, who seemed happy by all accounts,
it has taken everyone completely by surprise. As Stitch Guillory, his friend, said during a press conference, he didn't believe that Wash would kill himself until he actually had to go out there to see it for himself. And he's in the sheriff's office. To him, he said the facts stand for themselves. Washington killed himself.
Will there be another investigation?
The family was supporting the Calhoun Parish Sheriff's Office in their investigation. Then, as of yesterday, the family made it known that they wanted another agency to look at this investigation because of their concerns about what they called a sloppy investigation. The sheriff contacted the head of Louisiana State Police, and after a couple of calls later, the case was basically turned over to state police. Nobody really has a good feeling of where this could go in the end, even though they believe it was a suicide. And right now it's a matter of ruling out all the possibilities, and hopefully state police will be able to get to the bottom of this.
Eric Cormier is a reporter for the Lake Charles American Press. Eric, thank you very much.
Thank you.